Hare Krishna. In this world, it has been observed that people with several names, beautiful names, are seen to be not having any connection in their qualities to their names. Like somebody is called Lakshmipati, but he is a beggar. So when the impersonalists see that people's names don't correspond to their qualities, and when they see people having bodily forms which become the source of all pain, kleshada, the body is the source of varieties of diseases. Even Prahlad Maharaj says that, hridrujam, he says the body is a agent for bringing about severe pain and diseases. So by observing this, one of the first responses of impersonalists is to deny the names and deny the forms. And therefore, they think the absolute truth must be nirguna. It should be beyond the names and beyond the form, beyond any activities. Just like if somebody was fed with sweet rice with some sand, a person who is eating the sweet rice is unable to give up eating the sweet rice, although there is sand in it, because it is sweet. So somebody continues eating and again biting the stones and tolerating it. But there are other fellows who are frustrated with it and say that one should never eat sweet rice. And one should eat only bland diet, like an Ayurvedic patient. There are other people who say one should never eat in life because eating only causes problem. This is the way the Karmis, Jnanis and Buddhists behave. The Karmis continue indulging in materialistic activities, which are all like a sickly man eating a big plate of food, causing more problem to himself. On the other hand, the Jnanis, they are fed up with such type of sweet rice with sand. So they say that one should eat only bland diet. So they are people who deny the variety. And the Buddhists say that even the eating habit should be given up completely, because eating itself causes pain. Similarly, there are activities when one is very healthy. Like somebody may play, somebody may jump, somebody may dance. There are bodily activities. But when one is sickly, one is bedridden. So the impersonalist is considering all activities to be miserable. They want to go to a state of silence, because they say that the activities in this world are producing pain, because interacting with the living entities and interacting with the material nature has produced pain. So what is the best thing to do? Stop all activity and go to recluse and be in silence. And Buddhists say silence alone is not enough, going to recluse is not enough, because you are still conscious. Again, you may take to activity. So better that extinguish your existence by committing a spiritual suicide by shunyavada. So Srila Prabhupada has analyzed all these things in his purports, these tendencies, and explained that there are healthy names, healthy form, healthy activities of Krishna. And the healthy names of Krishna are the holy name which are always bliss producing. Unlike the names of this world, which have no correspondence to the person, Krishna's names are non-different from him. Similarly, his activities are all blissful activities. His qualities are all blissful qualities. So therefore, the impersonalists and the Buddhists who deny such name, form, qualities, pastimes and activities are bereft of the association of the Supreme Lord and shelter of the Supreme Lord. And therefore, they always remain in an unstable state. Whereas the devotees of the Lord who take to the supremely healthy state of shelter of Krishna through the chanting of the holy name, they remain in an eternal position. Tyaktva deham punarjanmanaiti mameti sorjuna, as Krishna says. So, therefore, the devotees who read the pastimes of the Lord and activities of the Lord and count the qualities of the Lord and admire the qualities and completely absorb their consciousness in it, they are the ones who can chant the holy names with very great joy, because they know they are addressing the eternal person, everlasting person, vastava vastu, the real object. Other approaches are asar. It is completely meaningless, because of which they can never become stable in a very satisfied position. So when Srila Prabhupada saw that there is so much impersonalism and voidism in the West, immediately he decided to write the Nectar of Devotion book, which is a very authentic law book of ISKCON. Srila Prabhupada said, devotee should study the science of devotional service and engage in all the limbs of devotional service. And by such absorption in service to the deities and to the holy name and to the prasad seva and everything, the devotees can taste the variety, spiritual variety, and the sweetness of devotional service. And this is how the spiritual life becomes homogeneous and very focused and concentrated. And then the calling of the holy name with such understanding of the trueness of the holy name, the purity of the holy name, will make one appreciate the holy name. Harinam Prabhu ki.